So, because life happens and we're fucking adults, we wanted to give you guys a week of something.
Can't let you guys go without hearing. Hear ye.
Hear ye. A mini episode.
Last week on Insecure. Lawrence, what happened?
Hang on for a second. Hey, sorry, I'm still at this work thing. It's actually like a work drink thing. I didn't want to get a DUI, you know?
If you didn't want to come, you should have just told me that.
Honestly, I'm just not looking to get into anything serious. You know, I just got out of a relationship,
Wait, hold on. Are you for real?
What?
My whole family was here, and you just ghosted. Do you know how embarrassing that was?
Yeah, all right, I'm sorry. I know how much you wanted me to beat her.
Quit acting like you give a fuck about what I want.
Yo, Tasha!
You don't think I knew what this was? I knew it wasn't nothing serious, but see, you fronted like it was. Apologizing for shit you wasn't even sorry for.
No, I was sorry.
You a fuck nigga.
End scene.
Yo, come on.
Oh, shit. Yo, come on.
You know what? You worse than a fuck nigga. You a fuck nigga who thinks he's a good dude.
Damn, end scene.
End motherfucking scene.
I'm sorry, I broke character too soon. I forgot.
I was like, damn, is Lawrence a nigga at the pen? Hey, yo, Tasha.
Hey, yo, Tasha.
I ain't never heard. Because Lawrence definitely last episode was talking about, can we even play music in the court?
Okay, rules.
Rule following ass nigga.
That was a good ass episode last week.
Man, when Tasha said that, I was like, look, girl, I ain't never been on Team Tasha, but bitch, I'm with you on that one.
I think everybody was Team Tasha. Like, there were so many teams last week. Team Fashion, Team Shirts,
yep.
Team Tasha. It was just like Team Lopsided Head Nigga, whoever he was.
Hammerhead. Hammerhead ass boy.
Everything. Like, it was just so many teams. Like, it was just like, yes. Like, last week was a bomb ass episode. But, you know, I felt Tasha.
I did too. Quick question though.
Okay.
So you think there's a difference between a fuck nigga and a fuck boy?
As in what?
Like, do you think one is a little bit more harsh than the other one?
Maybe. I feel like she said, like, maybe a fuck boy is, you know, he play. Maybe a fuck nigga intentionally does stuff.
That's actually not that bad of a definition.
Maybe.
That makes sense.
If we're doing stuff like that, yeah.
So then you would classify Lawrence a fuck nigga or a fuck boy?
I mean, what he did was definitely fuck nigga behavior. Yeah, that's all he can. I don't think that's all he can. I mean, she gave you a rundown of who everybody was. I mean, she told you who everybody was.
Yeah. But, I mean, we saw in the episode that, like, Lawrence literally did not give a fuck because she was sitting there talking about whoever trying to make something for the barbecue.
Yeah.
And he trying to kiss on her neck. And she's like, are you even listening to me?
And he clearly was not.
Lawrence only had one thing in mind.
This wasn't the first time they were talking about it, and he obviously wasn't paying attention.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, that wasn't what he was focused on anyway.
Man, I don't know. Lawrence just showed me some behavior last week that had me like, see, I knew that fuck nigga shit was in you. You just been suppressing it.
Triggered.
Definitely triggered.
Yeah, it's very triggering.
Because as soon as she said, you're worse, you're a fuck nigga who thinks he's a good dude, I immediately thought of one person. And I was like, damn. I literally had this conversation like just a few months ago.
For real?
Yes.
Well, who? You thought of one person you were with?
Yes.
Oh, I thought of Drake.
Yeah.
I mean, we had this conversation, you know, of like, because, you know, supposedly Drake had gotten some strippers pregnant. And I was like, I don't think Drake's that kind of guy. I think Drake's the good guy. He's like, no, I think Drake's, you said that you think Drake's the type, like, that will tell you what he wants to hear.
Yes.
And then we heard, when we talked about, what's her name? Malia?
Oh, Malia? Yeah, Malia.
Yeah. And how he called her out. He was saying, like, she's too old to dance. The nigga tried to retire her number. So, yeah, Drake's a... I think Drake's a fuck nigga.
Oh, for sure. Drake is definitely the type that will wine and dine you. He'll probably have sex with you with no condom. Tell you that he loves you.
Yeah.
And then you won't hear from him for months.
Yeah.
Drake is definitely that type. Drake's not fooling me.
Yep. So, what are... How did you know the guy you were messing with was a fuck boy? Was the guy you were messing with, was he a fuck nigga? Would you want to hurt his feelings?
No, I don't want to hurt his feelings. I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Because if I'm going off of the definition that you just gave me of, like, the difference between, which I really like, difference between a fuck nigga and a fuck boy, mm-hmm. I would have to say that he's definitely a fuck nigga. And I even told him, I was like, hey, you know what? You're a good dude, but you're just not a good dude for me. Mm-hmm. And I literally told him the same thing. Like, you think that you're a better guy than what you really are and than what you're giving.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I saw a quote a very long time ago, and it said, you're not asking for too much. You're just asking the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Preach.
I don't know. Yeah, I instantly thought I was triggered to somebody that's, like, personal. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn. Because that little situation was kind of hard to, like, get over. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, because y'all gotta stop.
Yeah, because, I mean, in essence, fuck niggas, they don't always present themselves as fuck niggas.
No, they present themselves as this beautiful, pretty little package.
Yeah, and then you start unraveling shit and you're like, okay, you know.
Right.
Ooh,
and then you don't realize...
Too good, but, you know, that's not too bad.
Right.
Keep it moving, and then you see something, ooh, you know, that don't look good, and that don't sound good. Okay, we're just going to keep it moving. And then you get down to the bottom, it's like, well, goddamn, all this... Wait.
And then you realize you got a damn piece of coal.
Yes. You unraveled a lump of coal.
Some damn fool's gold.
Yeah, you got this pretty Macy's box.
Mm-hmm.
And unraveled it, ain't shit in there.
Not a bitch ass thing.
What's that thing you play at Christmas time? Got all these damn boxes and you keep unmoving the Christmas
paper.
Oh,
yeah, there's a smaller box inside of a smaller box. Yeah, that's a pretty good, like, analogy for a fuck nigga.
You think it's all the stuff in there. You think you got your good old gift and ain't nothing in there.
And then the worst part is that the fuck niggas, what they are so good for is making you feel like you got some relationship shit going on.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? No, I never said that. Yeah. Well, you're jumping to conclusions.
Okay, what relationship?
Who told you that?
It's not even relationships, though. Relationship is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to fuck niggas. They do so many other different things besides relationships.
Not keep their word?
Yeah, consistency.
Yep.
So we drew together a little list of how to tell if you're dealing with a fuck nigga or not. Mm. So what are some things that's on your list?
All right, so on my, you're dealing with a fuck nigga 101.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, at the top of the list, you go months without hearing from him. He randomly pops back up in your life to see if you've moved on and to fuck your head up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ooh, so months?
Months, maybe weeks. It depends on what level you guys are at. If you've been dealing with him for a while, you'll go months without hearing from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get a random text message or you'll get a random like on Instagram.
Hey, big head.
Hey, big head.
What you doing?
And speaking of hey, big head, fuck niggas love to say shit like, I'm proud of you.
No!
Long time no talk.
Okay.
Hey, big head.
What you been up to?
How's your mom?
Huh?
Yeah.
Nigga, don't you dare ask about my family.
Oh, no. You know, niggas love to ask how your family doing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's
how they pretend to care.
How your dead granny doing, nigga?
Not dead granny.
Don't you dare ask about my mother, nigga.
Boy, and the worst part, fuck niggas love to say that they are not like the rest.
Oh.
Ooh. And you are worse than the rest. Because I would much rather, I would have more appreciation for a nigga who's going to be honest with me.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, look, shit, this is what this is. This is what I am. I have nothing to offer you. Than someone who's doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you ever met a fuck nigga that look good on paper?
Hmm.
They always look good on paper.
Yes.
Y'all niggas is real good, nice, clean, monster.com, built resumes.
Yep. Madam got the shirt.
And then you see the real Word document of that damn thing, and it's got all kinds of typos.
Grammatical errors.
Yep. Spacing errors.
Yep.
He missing his email address. Okay. Ain't got no contact info.
Margins all fucked up.
Y'all niggas is fucked up ass resumes. They look good, though, whenever they in PDF form.
Okay.
They look real good.
A lot.
They look good.
Yes.
But don't see the real Word document. That shit out of there.
Don't zoom in.
Man. Do not zoom in.
Don't zoom in.
You start seeing that the work history is inconsistent. Okay. Dates ain't adding up.
Gaps. With gaps in employment.
Yeah. Nah, bruh. Missing education.
Okay.
Nah. And, of course, just like Lawrence, just like our girl Tasha said, he pretends to be a good dude.
Yeah.
Even though he's not.
I think that's, like, one of the worst things. It's, like, the pretending to be a good dude. Like,
yeah, that shit hurts.
Yeah, it does. Because, you know, there are so many dudes out here that are just horrible. That you hold on to the ones that actually mean something to you. That are real genuine and down to earth.
Yep.
And, you know, just really, really mean something. Mean a can of beans.
Exactly.
And to know that he really ain't worth a gray piece of dog shit.
Like, dating is hard enough.
Yeah.
And whenever you find somebody and you already, like, invest time, you invest feelings into them.
Yep.
You know, you've already created this soul tie with them whenever you guys have sex. Like,
oh, Lord.
And then you find out that the nigga ain't worth a damn. Mm. That's rough. That is rough. And
I'm celibate.
And that's why I felt Tasha. Just like, girl, if he was going to do that, then he should have left you alone. Because now Lawrence ain't finna do shit but do what fuck niggas do and go out here and try to get as much cat as he can find and try to dip his little stick in whatever hole he can find.
I'm not having no more sex. Fuck him. Fuck him. Because he ain't fucking me.
Well, got a point there.
That's horrible. Mm.
I just, fuck niggas, fuck nigga, fuck boy, whatever you want to categorize yourself as, stay away.
They're not going to stay away, but sis, that's why they're not staying away, but that's why we came with a short little list. So hopefully, so you can stay away from them. Or at least know. But this is the thing with fuck boys too. They're not always going to show you from jump that they're fuck boys. You know, sometimes, you know, it takes a little while for you to see what a fuck boy is. But you always gotta, like, that first sign, because I feel like you know.
Yep.
Like, they drop hints early.
They sure do.
You can't be afraid to, like, jump the fuck boy at the first sign, though, because they hit. So, you have one on your list?
No, that's my list. That's what I came up with on my personal experiences.
Okay. So, I have a couple of things. So, meaningless texts with no follow-ups.
Ooh.
So, what are you doing, the WYD, with no intentions of changing it?
Look, y'all niggas is too old to be sending out WYD text messages. Okay? Grow up.
I'm all one for the quick text messages because I got shit to do. But don't send me no WYD if you have no intentions of saying, hey, let's go do something. Don't if you're not going to change it, why are you asking me? Don't send me no WYD if you're like, hey, well, let's go grab a bite to eat. Let's go to a movie. Let's go do something. It ain't going to be nothing that costs no money.
No.
I'm all down for the free.
Even if you're, hey, what are you doing? How was your day?
Yes. Did you eat today?
Man, niggas they do not know the power of you asking me. Did I eat?
Did I wake up?
They don't even make sure that you done opened your eyes.
Did I breathe?
Like, nigga, you want to come text... Girl, don't get me started on text messages. Because niggas, them fuck niggas is good for sending you a text whenever you get off work. And you ain't heard from their ass all damn day.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Because, nigga, anything could have happened to me. I could have been dead for about 12 hours now.
That's true. But, yeah, the meaningless text, the WYD, the good morning, beautiful. My nigga, you sending that to everybody. I need a personalization. Don't send me no good morning, beautiful text message.
Girl, and these fuck niggas be going so far and sending out group messages. Good morning.
Yes. Group messages like everybody. First of all.
And you got about 12 numbers in there. Girl,
that's what I'm saying. First of all, if you have an Android, know how iPhones work.
Okay.
That's number one. Let's start there. Know that everybody with the iPhone is getting the same message. And we've seen everybody else's response.
Yep.
If you have an Android, know that.
Yep.
Okay? Rule number one. But yeah, send something personal. Don't just keep sending the same thing. Because after a while, you keep sending good morning, beautiful. It doesn't have the same effect if you keep sending the same thing every day.
No, and don't just send a good morning, beautiful, or send a text message, period, without trying to have some sort of conversation.
Yeah, something to back it up. Because,
don't send three text messages and it's like, well, we're done talking. Like,
okay.
He's like, well, I made my rounds.
Okay, that's it. Like, that does nothing. Doctors make rounds.
Hello.
Okay. Anyway. And I actually asked a friend kind of what makes a fuck boy or fuck girl. His response was the energy that you put out.
Ooh, come on.
So the energy that you put out in the atmosphere is really, really big with them. And so I fully stand behind that. The energy that you put out, the energy that you receive, the energy that you accept, kind of makes you a fuck boy or a fuck girl.
Yep.
You're talking about fuck niggas.
You get out this world what you put into it.
Exactly. So if you always talking negative, we actually know somebody on Facebook who's always like talking and sending negative energy. She's actually a fuck girl.
Oh yeah.
I'm just gonna say that. She's a fuck girl. Just because she's always sending negative energy and negative stuff out into the atmosphere, and that's just that negativity, and she's manifesting that negative stuff in her own life, whether she knows it or not.
Exactly.
So, but that,
you're inviting that shit.
Yeah, but that negative stuff you speak out, you're living it, you're experiencing it. So that negative stuff that you're putting out there, you're getting it back. So that's a real big thing.
Yep, tenfold.
But yeah, those are a couple of my things for the a fuck boy, a fuck nigga. That you have, but
please just like B said, y'all not gonna stop. So ladies, just do whatever you can to stay fuck nigga free. Okay, you got to make sure that you stay sucker free in this world full of lollipops, period, because these niggas out here is play, they're all child's play, they're not serious. They're not serious, and these niggas are only gonna do what you let them do.
That's the main part.
So, hey, don't be out here and be misleading people.
Okay.
And don't be out here getting misled.
Okay.
All right. You come across a fuck nigga. Fuck nigga is real good to make you want to cut off the rest of your hoes. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Go ahead and keep your line up.
Keep them.
Keep your line up. Because you're going to need them niggas soon. Trust me.
You may or may not. But shit, let him earn his spot.
Amen.
Let him earn a spot. The coaches do not cut everybody on the team until he knows you're ready to start. He don't dismiss everybody that's trying to get on the team until he's ready to start the squad. That's it. That's when he start making cuts.
It's that simple.
That's it.
It's literally
you don't get your jersey until you're on the team. That's it. You don't drop your line of hose until you're ready to start. That's it.
Sounds legit to me.
That sounds like a life lesson.
Sounds pretty fucking legit. So I have a question for you, right?
Okay.
All right. So, do you know, just with the theme of things of Insecure, what would you do if you invited your boo over to your family cookout? The nigga showed up, left, and never came back.
What nigga? What nigga?
Well, I guess I had Casper here.
What nigga? I mean, ain't no nigga after that.
Yeah, he definitely would be canceled.
Ain't no nigga after that. First of all, I'm not inviting no nigga that... My family has only met a handful of niggas anyway, just because...
Right.
My family don't rock. they a little throwed off anyway. So they have only met a handful of niggas in the first place. But... You're not finna ghost me. That's embarrassing.
That is so... Like, nigga, out of all places for you to stand me up?
Yeah. And then, she kissed him in front of her family. Called a nigga back.
And that nigga didn't hesitate that kiss either.
They called each other pet names. Nigga, I called you bae.
Baby.
I didn't call you Lawrence. You didn't call me Tasha. You called me bae.
Yep. Boy, Lawrence ain't shit for that.
At Oh. Yeah, and they, I mean, you didn't hesitate on a kiss. You didn't give me a hug. You didn't give me a dap. You didn't say, what's up, my nigga?
Not a dap.
You didn't do none of that.
Pound it.
Okay, dude. Not no pound it. You didn't do none of that. You didn't lock up.
Okay.
Okay, you didn't do none of that. You didn't do none of that. You didn't do none of that. Nah. You kissed me.
I'm with you completely. What, nigga?
And then, you know, you got the family talking about what the my family gave you nicknames and all that shit.
Right.
That's a lot.
I felt for her. That was, Lawrence was really out of line for that shit.
Very much so. Nigga felt pressure because he's like, oh, this is moving a little bit faster than I expected. You know, it felt more serious than I expected. And he felt some type of way. Nigga, that's your fault. You should have never accepted an invite to the family function. You know what meeting the family means.
Thank you.
You know what meeting the family means? A next step. Now, the nigga got around them coworkers and started...
Let loose.
No. Before even that, when he was around them coworkers and they're like, oh, that's a family thing. He's like, oh, so what are you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm dating. Are you really?
Right. But see, then remember in, what was that, the second episode when his homeboy was like, you don't even take the bitch nowhere. And what did Lawrence do? Go take her to a little sushi spot. That's whenever he started thinking like, damn, well,
we really don't go nowhere. We don't do nothing.
What are we doing here? Do I need to do more?
Yeah.
See, Lawrence, I don't know.
A part of me was like, maybe he's not a fuck nigga because, I mean, I don't think his intentions aren't bad, but I feel like he don't want to be alone. That's what it was. He didn't want to be alone. He's not used to being alone because he's been in a relationship.
He doesn't want to be alone, or he don't want to think about Issa.
Both.
Yeah.
Because when he wasn't with Tasha, he was with Issa.
Yeah. And then whenever he was about to send the text while he was working out, mm-hmm. and then he deleted it.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Thought they both want to say something.
Yeah.
Like, just say something. Say something.
So, do you think that Lawrence, like, really ain't shit, and, like, right now he's just really releasing who he really is, or do you think it's, like, this is just a domino effect?
I don't think he's not really shit. I don't think he was really shit to her. Like, I don't think Tasha meant shit to Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she played her part.
She had one role.
Yeah, that was her role in his life. Hmm. And she filled it. That's it. Now, I feel like he's not an ancient nigga to... I don't feel like he's not that ancient nigga to Issa.
No, I mean, I'm still team Issa, but yeah, I don't think he's like a... He's not like an ancient nigga, no.
Yeah.
He did pull a fuckboy move, though, with Tasha, just off the simple fact that he wanted something, and he wasn't ready for the title that came along with that. Y'all niggas be ready for the dating, going out. Y'all niggas be ready for the sex. Yeah. Y'all be ready for the text messages. You be ready for the phone calls, the telling somebody holes. How your day went. Y'all be ready for all of that. But then as soon as it's like, so what are we?
And mind you, if she had a nigga over her house, oh, hell would have broke loose.
Oh, yeah. Lawrence would have been butthurt.
Who is this nigga? Who is this nigga over your house?
He would have been butthurt.
Oh, he would have been, he would have been feeling some type of way.
Yeah,
not
for sure.
To mention, he fucked Issa, came back over there and told her, and he didn't tell her because he was feeling some type of way.
Yeah, this might just happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's finna just happen into his coworkers. Watch and see.
Man, look, don't tell me that, because if he hopped in one of them...
The way that coworker came up there and was like, so are you coming down? And she had on her little outfit. I was like, oh, Lawrence finna turn up.
If Lawrence sweeps someone that's not of the brown hue...
Mm-hmm. It's coming.
I'm gonna fucking flip.
It is coming.
No, it's not. Issa wouldn't do that to us.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's not gonna happen.
Issa's been pretty accurate thus far.
That's not gonna happen.
She's been pretty accurate thus far.
No, it's not.
I mean, I don't want it to happen either, but the way that... And they were talking about how it goes down at them little work functions, and they be sleeping with each other, and...
Nope.
Man, tell you something. You what? Another thing you don't do.
Man.
You don't shit where you eat.
Black women are gonna riot if Lawrence sleeps with one of them a white coworker.
Nah, I don't think black women are gonna riot that. It's gonna depend on how he treats the coworker.
Nope.
Now, if he goes and starts messing with one of the coworkers and treats her better than he treated Issa or Tasha, oh, now we gonna riot.
Nah.
But that's not gonna happen.
No, it's
just gonna turn into Lawrence being a little hoe.
Being really fuck. So, and then he described his app too. His app is trash anyway. Fuck his trash ass app.
I thought you were okay with the nigga sitting on the couch with a dream.
Yeah, until I found out his app was trash.
And Issa knew it was trash too.
Who? I didn't even know what it was, and I was like, wait, this is it?
I was like, okay.
I'm like, wait, what? That's it?
Right.
Wait, what?
So, what's your moral of the story?
The moral of the story is learn the signs of fuck nigga early and get out.
Yep.
Don't wait until you're the nigga's sipping the tea before you get out. Get out first.
Yep.
Before. And just, I mean, don't, you don't have to earn no stripes or no nigga.
Nope.
Just get out. Before you get hurt, sis.
I definitely have to.
Because the only one getting hurt is you.
Man, because he's not.
Okay.
Because in his mind, he's built this wall around, well, this is what we not.
Okay.
This is what we not doing.
Here's the thing about niggas. Niggas only need to get hurt one time.
Oh my gosh, they hold that shit forever.
Niggas get hurt one time in seventh grade and will vow to never be hurt ever again in life.
Nigga be 43 talking about some shit from seventh grade.
Okay.
Bye.
Tasha Scott hurt me in seventh grade.
Okay, remember their whole name.
Okay. And the woman that moved on and got married 3 times and had 6 kids and don't even remember who you are.
Girl.
And niggas still hurt behind that.
Girl.
But no. But we supposed to get hurt 17 times by the same nigga. And move on like nothing happened.
I want to know who made that rule.
A nigga.
I'm sick of it.
A nigga. Fuck nigga. That's who made it up.
All I'm gonna tell y'all is you better crush these fuck niggas before they crush you.
Okay, ruin lives.
Point blank, period.
Go out here. Look now.
Be tornadoes.
Even though.
Be twister.
Okay, even though I'm practicing momentarily celibacy, however long they last. Look, go out here and fuck these niggas. Get up and be like, all right, so what you finna do? Leave. Or tell them to get the fuck out.
And even if that's not even your style.
Okay.
You could, it's not, it don't even have to be about sex.
It don't.
You can go and kick it with a dude. Okay. Kiki, haha, all of that.
And leave.
And leave. And don't text him.
Don't text him.
And have that nigga sitting there wondering, damn, I ain't heard from her.
Or get his number. And be like, so, where we going today? Go out to eat. Mm. And leave.
Yep.
Not text them back.
Yep. You can definitely do that.
Get a number. Not respond to no messages. Talk to him when you want to.
Don't even save the number.
Don't save the number. When he call or when he... Hey, say, who is this? I'm sorry. I don't save numbers.
Yeah, because you know niggas...
Don't apologize, actually.
As you save his number, he's not going to act right. So...
Don't act crazy.
Yes, and... Don't apologize. Black women apologize way too much. You don't have shit to be sorry for, okay?
I'm sorry. I don't save numbers. Mask, who's calling?
Hey, who's this?
Yeah, I don't save numbers.
I got a text from a number that I knew on Sunday and still hit them with the, hey, who's this?
Not a new number, not a new phone. Who's this?
Who is this? Describe yourself.
You don't recognize the number.
Yes.
Sorry.
You have to crush these niggas before they crush you.
Okay, crush their dreams.
Now, don't crush your husband, okay? Don't do that.
No, because sometimes you got to build them. You gotta,
nah.
But how is he supposed to know? He got to know, too.
I would hope my husband wouldn't be a fuck nigga. I got to transform him. Well, I have to build him from the ground up.
That's very true.
Nah.
No, you crush these fuck niggas.
Crush fuck niggas.
Yes, crush these fuck niggas.
You have to demolish them, and then maybe you can save the next sis.
That's very true. Yeah, you crush these fuck niggas to build up for the next woman.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Then you can leave a fuck nigga sitting around like, damn, I really hate that I missed out on Tana.
Yes.
Fuck. She was actually pretty good. Man, yeah. She was actually great.
Yes.
Damn, I ain't met nobody else like her.
Yes.
Damn, let me see what she up to.
And you know what happens when you crush fuck niggas?
What?
They'll get your names tattooed on them. Mm. They'll send you Bible verses in the mail. They will man up and realize, you know what? It wasn't all them. Let me realize what I did wrong about myself. Let me fix me first before I go and mess up somebody else's life. Let me reflect on what I did wrong. Yeah. Hopefully if they really ready to reform, if they ready to do right. But if not, just keep crushing their dreams. Just keep telling them, look, you not shit.
There's nothing
wrong
with that.
Your daddy ain't shit. Your granddaddy wasn't shit. You ain't shit.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all.
Sometimes you have to humble a nigga.
Ruin their life.
Ooh.
Ruin their credit.
Sorry. Hmm. You'll be okay, though.
Don't apologize. Just don't. Just, I mean.
Ooh. In the words of the great Barack Obama, si se puede.
What?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. I think about that. Wait, what?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Si se puede, sis.
Okay.
Whenever it comes to these fuck niggas, si se puede.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Okay. Now, I ain't telling you to go out there and be a fuck girl, but sometimes you just have to humble a nigga.
Humble them.
Point blank, period. You have to let a nigga know it is not okay for you to not call me for 2 days and then to call me thinking that we're just going to chip. We're going to chop it up. No, that's not going to happen. No. So. Moral of the story.
And you are not crazy by telling him what you will and will not accept.
At all.
And don't know how to tell you that you're crazy either.
They are good for that.
You asking too much. No, I'm asking too much for the wrong nigga.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's just not you. You're not built that way, bruh.
Okay.
You're not built that way, big fella. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sounds like you should probably go take that up with your mama. Because she had something to do with the way that you were built.
Take it up with somebody who love your ass.
Yeah.
Because I don't care.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And I ain't had nothing to do with the way that she was raised, so. You're not going to take that shit out on me.
Okay.
But definitely hope that you ladies out there stay fuck nigga free.
Okay.
And you guys, I'm hoping we got a few guy listeners.
Maybe.
You guys make sure that you stay fuck girl free as well. All of these rules do apply to you guys also.
Okay.
And like I said,
mini episode. Hopefully the ties are over while we get our hair and be adults this week.
Yeah.
Do grown people shit.
Y'all just make sure y'all stay sucker free.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.